I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Waxquizzical. This is the podcast that has all the questions but very few of the answers, history has proven. We'll see if we can change that today with our guest from Triple J. It's Jess Perkins.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
I know. It's very exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And terrifying.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why? Because you've got a score to beat.
Exactly.
Six.
Yeah, too high.
you regret it now.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a very competitive person, mm-hmm. So I don't know why I got six last time like an idiot. But
maybe
I also
you had a really good brains trust. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, it must have been. But I think I've been even more disengaged with the news since we last played. So yeah. I'm not feeling confident.
Well, the news is usually plural, isn't it?
Mm.
Whereas these days, it's more like just the news.
Yeah.
Because it's all COVID.
Yeah.
There's only one story that just keeps developing.
Yeah, that's true, actually, yeah.
Mutating.
Yeah.
If you will.
If you will, yeah. And I will.
Well, you know, it's okay that you haven't read the news this week, I feel, or this month, because today's quiz, because this is the second ep we're recording this week, so I can't use last weekend's quiz.
Right.
So I've gone back to early 2019.
Wonderful.
Pre-COVID.
Okay.
When the news was more like, you know,
stuff was happening.
Yeah, it was like a sitcom back then, wasn't it? Watching the news.
I vaguely remember.
Back in the wild times when Barnaby Joyce was Deputy Prime Minister. you know, back in the before times.
Yeah, the good old days.
So as long as you watched the news back then.
Sure, my memory's great. Yep. So this is going to be fun.
Also, we have a very well-equipped brains trust. Mm. Our first member of the Brains Trust is maybe about to get busy, but probably has had a few months off.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they've been watching the news. It's a big hello to Jessica Claus.
Hi, so good for you to be having me here. Thank you.
So good for you to having been here.
Yes, it's been a long trip for me, so my jets are lagged, but I feel good to be here with you.
Thank you for making the effort.
Thank you.
For coming out from Lapland?
We call it Giftland. It's a little north of Lapland.
Okay.
So it's very hard to find. Compasses do not work there.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Mm.
Have you ever had any visitors from outside Giftland?
No, it's more of a VIP invitation only. People try to get behind the velvet rope, which is what is our borders is made of. So,
oh.
Wow.
Yeah, no one can really do a pop in, which is good for me. I do not like unprepared.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm
intimidated. Yeah. I'm immediately intimidated. I'm not sure I want to look her in the eye.
Is this from December? I can't see. How's Mr. Claus? Or do you get that question a lot? Is that annoying to ask?
Yeah, I suppose for me, as the CEO and key shareholder of Christmas Inc., it is disappointing that the patriarchy means, you know, for years I've been relegated to Mrs. Claus, and whereas Nicholas gets most of the glory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't know this, but he actually took my name. you know.
Nicholas?
Really?
No, Klaus.
Oh, Klaus.
That's my family name.
Oh, yeah.
His maiden name is Wienermeyer.
Wienermeyer.
Yeah, so when we were getting married and setting up the business, I said, you know, I don't think Santa Wienermeyer is going to work.
Yeah.
I don't think children will respond to that. So
no, yeah.
I told him to take my name, but, you know, you won't see
or
that in the history
books. Or if children do respond to that, you'd think charges would have to be laid.
Yeah, it's a difficult time, of course.
What do you do in your time off? You know, because obviously it's a busy in the second half of the year. You've got to make and deliver the presents. But I imagine that the 27th of December on for a few months, probably have a lot of time on your hands, you know, summer holiday.
I mean, you would imagine that, but, you know, with Christmas in July now, it is pretty much a year-round job. Mm-hmm. And we are always preparing for the future, thinking, Christmas, how can it be bigger?
Yeah.
You know, how can it be more
Christmas?
Where
can we expand? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Into Pakistan, for example.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there are so many cultures we have not yet penetrated.
Yes.
And that is a constant disappointment to me. So I'm always looking to move into new territory.
Great. Well, we actually have an entrepreneur here on the Brains Trust with you who can maybe assist today.
Great.
In not just the quiz, but helping you push into new areas. They've actually been on the podcast before. They're an app developer. Hello, Rain.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, it's like a pleasure to be back. Yeah.
How is the laundry? What was the app again?
Oh, it was the app that would tell you when your clothes were dry.
Yes, that's
from
right.
From hanging them
so
in the sun.
You hang out the clothes and then there's an app that tells you when the clothes were dry.
And as you know, it's a fickle, fickle industry in Silicon Valley. And I fought tooth and nail. It was very Game of Thrones, but unfortunately, the people at Google have actually bought me out. Yeah.
Oh. G Dry.
Yeah, G Dry. Coming soon to an app store near you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so sorry about that.
That's okay.
I hope they didn't hear our podcast and get the idea.
It was largely that. Okay. Yeah, I did give away my IP for free, which was stupid.
Yep. And yet almost guaranteed today.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And can I just say it's so nice to be here with like another like boss bitch. Like it's just like
yes,
so
of course. Girl bosses have to stick together, I think. So it's great to be here with you.
Yeah. And Jess too.
Oh dear. I'm so sorry you weren't included in the Boss Bitch Club.
Well, what have I done to earn a place?
Let's do a quiz. Question number one. Which chemical element is represented by the symbol AR? Capital A, little r. Which chemical element is represented by the symbol AR? Did you study chemistry at school, Jess?
One of the very few things I remember from high school is, I believe, the first 13 elements. because we sang them. I don't even
like
now.
An alphabet song.
Yeah, hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluoron, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium. So it's none of those.
Okay. Well, it's good to rule out the song.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know the names there. You don't know the symbols.
That's
you don't
right.
sing the symbols.
Yeah, exactly. I know some of the names, but I don't know the symbols.
AR. This is going to be tough.
Yes.
I mean, I guess because phones, which is where you host a lot of your work, use a lot of precious metals.
They do, yeah. We actually are responsible for a lot of mines. Mm-hmm. And
good for you.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, you know, mines exist already. They have to be used.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
It's not my fault. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what would the miners do without
exactly,
you?
Exactly, right? Without like, I'm actually helping.
And G Dry.
Yeah, exactly. We needed a lot of miners for
app. G Dry.
I've actually sold a lot of my business recently, and one of them was an app that would tell you the periodic table, but just tell it to you. Just a picture.
An app that would tell you the periodic table.
Yeah.
It's so just a picture.
Picture of the periodic table,
Okay.
Yeah.
How much do you sell that for?
$50.
That's actually a pretty good return on a picture of the periodic table.
Yes, I actually thought so. Crudely drawn as well. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
a drawn picture of the periodic. Okay. Mm. Yeah. So, $50. Yeah. That's pretty good.
I'm a businesswoman.
Have you heard of the app Fiverr?
I have.
Where you just like, you get some money for like drawing things.
Yes, I have heard of that one. I actually passed on Fiverr. So that's good. I have a little incubator. We develop things and sometimes buy things. And yeah, you just, it's really cool every time I'm here.
Startup.
Yeah, it's like you bring up my regrets when I'm here.
You know, I think this is a good time to remind us all that while some of us are girl bosses, some of us are just girl assistants, and that's also okay. You
interesting.
Know?
Yeah.
You know,
every girl boss needs a girl assistant.
That's right. Yeah. You know, or you know, a girl janitor.
Yes.
You know, there are many different positions
for
in
girls.
The business world. For girls.
Yeah.
I'm not gleaning anything from this conversation, though.
No.
So.
No. Nor should you.
I would just like to let you know something which a lot of people don't know, which is, of course, we make a lot of the presents for Christmas, but we do also mine. For some presents.
Do you?
You? Know? Yes.
So you support mining as well?
I mean, gift mining, of course, you know, and in the north, no one else is there, so they don't really know so much that we are doing it, but there are some children's presents that can only be mined, you know, for
coal.
Instance. Yes, and coal, of course, we mine the coal.
Yeah,
yes.
For the bad kids.
That's right. Mm. So
I hadn't considered that because all the bad kids just get coal.
Yeah.
That you would have to actually mine the coal somewhere.
Where
that's
coal
obviously,
come
you know,
from,
it's literally the darker side of Christmas that a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah.
But it has to be done because, you know, a lot of children are bad.
Yes, well, Scott Morrison's a Christian. That explains.
That's right.
Know,
and we have taken
coal.
A lot of coal to Scott over the years, you know. It's a big favorite gift for him. Mm. Coal and a little crucifix, if he's a little bit good sometimes.
Yeah.
But because of this work in the mining sector, I think I would maybe hazard a guess that the answer is argon, you know, because sometimes we run into other elements in the mine and we just throw them away.
Oh, yeah. Mm. So you've thrown away a lot of argon?
Yeah, I throw it.
Yeah. So, it's not worth very much.
Not to me. I think you're right because all
I don't think it's, I don't know what it is, Iam?
I don't think it is, Iam.
Yeah, okay.
All I could think of was Aragon and I was like... That's a dude from Lord of the Rings.
He works in our mines, actually.
Okay.
A lot of elves. So.
But he has a certain chemistry. So, you know. It could be Aragonium.
Yeah.
I'm actually rewatching the Lord of the Rings trilogy at the moment for another podcast I do called Simply Marvelous.
Oh, that's fun.
In which we watch and then talk about the Marvel movies. But then we ran out.
Yeah.
So we start talking about The Crown. And
okay.
Now we're talking about Lord of the Rings.
Sure. What order did you do the Marvel movies in? Chronological or release? Okay, great. Yep.
Release.
Yep, lockdown last year I did chronological, but each to their own.
Well, this was a lockdown project as well.
Yeah. We were all bored. I'm going to agree.
I just made other people listen to the boredom. That's the difference.
I did it privately. I'm going to agree with Jessica Claus. May I call you Jessica or
Yeah,
Mrs.
this is
Claus?
Fine for me.
Yep. Okay, great. Thank you.
I'll put argon.
Didn't want to be too informal.
Question number two. Who won Album of the Year at the 2019 Grammys? You work at a music network, Jess.
That's
constantly
true.
Playing Flume and Lord.
Yes.
And
And being up to date with things,
yep. You're in there all the music meetings?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
As the Weekend Arvo's host, I'm
you and
deeply
Richard.
Involved. Yes.
Yes.
As you know, Kyron.
Yeah, you go on the annual camp with Rich, don't you?
I've got his home address.
Yeah.
2019 Grammys. Wasn't that a beautiful time?
That was pre-COVID. So they weren't cancelled.
Yeah.
They happened.
They actually happened.
People went.
So it's like the last Grammys that happened.
Unless they haven't happened this year, have they?
I don't think so.
Because they'd be coming. Oh, have they? Because they're all February award ceremonies for like film.
Yeah.
But when is music? Who?
2019.
What were some of the big albums in 2019? Do people request music when they're, you know, sending their lists in?
Oh, yes. We send all the albums to the children that ask for
them. Did you say you make as well the
albums?
Sometimes
we also make some in-house music. Yes, so sometimes, you know, it's very hard to get a start. So I have to keep an eye on some of the elves because they'll slip their own, you know, demos into maybe like a Taylor Swift CD, for instance. And a child wakes up and suddenly there's not beautiful folk pop is just like elvish dub.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
it's
a cruel prank, but yeah. You know. Also,
I think that's how Justin Bieber got his start.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, a lot of people don't know about his elvish heritage, but he really started recording in Giftland, you know.
Yeah.
So
can I just ask, if it's such a problem, like, why do you have the resources available for them to record the music?
I mean, because we have everything, you know, so children are also getting recording.
Okay, yeah. It's just like when I want my team to innovate, I lock them away. I just like don't give them any kind of really any room to do anything but code.
Okay.
That seems ethical.
Yeah, so you got a basement and you...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is like Jodie Foster's panic room. I've seen your work.
Almost exactly aesthetically like that
of
as
course.
Well. Yes, and also with a small child.
Yes, very minimalist. This is very Scandinavian of you, the decor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
we
stand
right?
that. Yeah.
Yeah. You stand that.
Yes.
You stand it.
I'm learning more of the English lingo. So.
What are some of the music apps out there? Because there's like, you know, you got Shazam, you got Spotify. Mm. Like music is a huge wealth of resources
absolutely.
For apps to tap into. People want to listen to music.
Yes.
They want to access music.
Yes, absolutely. And you would hope that I would be trying to innovate that, which I definitely am.
Mm.
I'm developing an app that only releases one sound.
Okay.
Per day, so you can slowly assemble your own music, but not really fast. So it's more about process, So like one day you might get like a sound, and you're like, wow, what could I, you know, what could I unlock with that? Because legally, we can't afford to buy more than one sound.
Legally, you can't afford to buy more than one sound.
Yes, legally. Yes,
yeah.
Because I'm
stringent
in
laws in California. they are very tight with the legals.
Yeah.
There.
You wouldn't know the ins and outs. There's a lot of legal battles that happen, and your money gets tied up for a series of days while you're in, you know, patent court.
Yeah.
And you know,
yeah. So like, how long has this been out for?
This app's been out for, like, it's in beta testing, and it's been used mostly by, like, shock jocks because most of the noises we're having to make ourselves, and they're not exactly musical, so they're just kind of like
just like that last one.
Like that one, yeah. Or they're like a, whoa, or like on another day we did like a, that's, and then like the next day it was like, cooking. So if you're subscribed,
that's
so
cooking.
It's like improvise like a story at the time, one word, one sound.
Legally,
at a time.
It is,
of course.
Yeah.
And how do these shark jocks make the music under the water?
Oh, it's shock jocks.
I thought it was sharks, radio for sharks, which I would invest in personally. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think,
it's
a
really good idea.
Because whale sounds are so popular, but there's the lack of danger that I think you'd get with sharks.
And I think people really like to feel like they're in danger when they're listening to music.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we should talk.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think this would be a big market for us in the north, particularly with the ice caps melting so much, we're seeing a lot of sharks. So, you know, we have them captive, we have recording equipment, we have elves, you know, let's talk.
Absolutely.
And especially like shark jocks as well, who are really maligned. I'm sure they're the ones who are very aggressive.
Yeah, they're extremely aggressive, I imagine, and quite offensive frequently, you know, which I think would be great for your download numbers. You know, it's exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm loving this. Really
but
upset.
Who won the album of the year at the 2019 Grammys?
Album of the year.
Yeah.
Album.
So the top album.
Just think of a album. Just any of them. 2019.
Was Taylor Swift?
I was thinking Taylor Swift.
Or a Beyonce. Was there a Beyonce album in 2019?
Was there a Beyonce?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah?
No. It had.
Was that 2019? Was that earlier? Because
I is a construct,
was playing.
You know?
Yes.
That's such
don't
a
forget.
Good point.
True.
That's such a good point.
So maybe I'm still at Triple J. Jesus.
Maybe I'm still
maybe
a baby.
You are a shark jock, Karen.
Yeah. Oop, shark is a construct.
It's well constructed, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those fins are instant brand awareness.
That's true. You can really see it coming.
Yeah.
You know?
You know straight away.
Flying a little flag.
Yeah.
for Sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who won the album of the year at the 2019 Grammys?
I'm just going to say Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. All right.
I'm not sure if she had an album that year, but let's say Taylor.
Let's find out in 8 questions time. Question 3. Which city is home to the Australian Embassy in Israel? Which city is home to the Australian Embassy in Israel?
Okay, just name a city. maths and geography are my...
Your strong point?
Oh, yeah.
Well, music's come up trumps as well, so...
No, geography's my worst. Australian Embassy.
I mean, cities in Israel include Jerusalem. Isn't that famously a city? Or is that a city they want?
Oh. Again, geography.
Yep.
Not my strength.
7 a.m. is the podcast you're looking for if you want more insightful Middle East knowledge.
You know, we do a lot of delivering, obviously, all over the world. So my geography is quite
strong.
Much to Israel? I mean, not often in Israel, but, you know, there are some people crossing boundaries to come to Christmas because, you know, the food and the presents. And who would not love to be at Christmas?
Mm.
So for me, I would say perhaps Tel Aviv is...
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you make it a bit of a habit of yours to know the capitals of each, of all the countries?
So you know all the capital cities of...
Yeah.
Of course, I'm Christmas. You know, I get around the world. I know which one is the capital.
Yeah.
I know which one is not the capital, you know?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to make that mistake for the children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very upsetting.
And embassies in Australia, are they in Canberra?
I think there's a row of them. I think there's a row of them in Canberra.
I think I've driven past some and gone, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's some here as well, actually. There's some in Melbourne.
Yeah, and there's the Chinese embassy, I think, is in Sydney.
Okay, so forget that theory I had. I thought I'd really cracked something there.
I mean, I remember your app that listed people who lived in New Zealand, I think it was.
Yeah, and Canada, actually.
Oh, Canada, sorry.
Yeah. It was
one of the five eyes.
It has expanded. It's caused a lot of legal problems for me. Yeah, just a list and their
just
addresses and
people.
Their blood types. Yeah, it was a problem. But actually, we've seen, you know, interaction and use with it that was really positive.
Yeah.
And was we're actually expanding to Australia now. So I'm really looking forward to adding Jess Perkins' address to a public record. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's amazing that there's more legal constraint around how many noises you can release per day.
Yeah, well, artists
than,
are really sensitive.
How many people's private details you
That's
can
That's right. Yeah,
put
I mean, you know, like artists are like, oh, I own this. Like, oh, give me money for what I do. Like, oh, like,
yeah.
Like pay me for my what I create. It's like, oh, shut up. Like,
dull.
You're going on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to put Tel Aviv?
Okay, so it's mostly artists on the list. yes, please, I would like to put Tel Aviv.
I'll put Tel Aviv. Question number 4. In Norse mythology, are Valkyries man, woman, or beast? In Norse mythology, are Valkyries man, woman, or beast?
Having just watched some Marvel films, Kyron.
Yeah.
I think you might have come across a Valkyrie.
There was so much information to take in.
Yeah, too much.
I remember none of it.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I think that's probably the ideal Marvel experience.
Yeah. I think I've seen like 95 films, Marvel films. And I remember Iron Man, but I don't know much more.
Yeah, fair.
But is it Valkyrie? I thought that was a place. That's Valhalla.
Valhalla.
That's Valhalla.
Yeah. Rain got excited there. Rain?
Yeah, can I just check? Was the question... What
it's multiple choice. In Norse mythology,
are
Valkyries man-woman... Or beast?
Well, that's really hard, I think.
Well, it's not really. I mean, it's multiple choice. It's one
it
of
is,
the three.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
the easiest question so
yeah.
far, actually.
It's weird, though, because I feel like it's grey. And
oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, of course.
Well, because I did get excited and I thought I knew the answer, but then I remembered that I don't, because I thought it might have been the hybrid of I go to PAX every year, right? Which is like a nerd convention, because that's where you find the best coders. They're like always hanging out at like, you know, the Warcraft areas or like around a lot of like manga stands. And they have told me that I thought Mount Valkyries were like half bird, half women. Mm. So now I'm like, because it's like, is bird beast? Is, you know, like, it's this is a real gray area for me.
Would you class someone that was half bird, half woman, woman or beast?
Well, that's the gray. Mm.
That's the gray.
You know?
And yeah, this is tricky for me also because Val is a friend of mine, of the family. Yeah, Val. So Val and all the other Vals will come over to Giffland. You know, sometimes you have a little dinner party, maybe December 29 before we go back to work. And
are you thinking of Val Creasy, Joel Creasy's auntie?
No, but I also know her. And
because this isn't Val Creasy, this is Valkyries.
Oh, yeah.
Which
no,
I can
no,
see
no.
how you might got confused.
Yes, very confusing. But I would say Val is a woman, the Valkyries, you know. Yeah. Some of the table manners leave a bit to be desired, but a beast feels unkind.
Yes.
So feels a bridge too far for
me. Yeah, a woman like, says one thing rude and suddenly
you know,
she's a beast.
Suddenly a man puts his elbows on the table, no one's saying men are beast. No one's saying that.
Not to their face.
And, and Valkyries they're warriors.
That's right.
I don't mean they worry.
Oh, yeah.
I know who they are
harpies.
Now. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yes, harpies. Yeah, very different.
I'll put woman.
Yeah, thank you.
Question five. Who was the Republican candidate Barack Obama defeated in the 2008 United States presidential election? 2008.
Who did Obama defeat in 2008?
Is that his first or second? Is that his second term? Did he get in 2004?
First.
No, I don't know why I'm shaking my head at you. Yeah, this is an audio medium. The audience can't hear that. Unless I shook my head so fast the wind was whipping and they thought, surely someone is shaking their head right now.
Yeah. Is that how you fly? Like,
by whipping my hair back and forth? Yes, it's a Willow Smith system. It's very...
That's how you
simple.
Take off.
That's right.
To deliver the presents.
Yeah, and then I just sort of, you know, well, for me, I will accompany the sleigh sometimes, but mostly I'm at, you know, back at the office doing the real work, you know, not just a figurehead.
Yeah.
You know, there's receipts and all of those
getting
sorts
the prize,
of things.
Getting all the glory there, rooftop to rooftop.
That's exactly right. Mm. But I think.
What are the instances under which you would accompany the sleigh? Does that happen often? Like, is Mr. Claus sick? Does he like days?
No,
of, why
I mean,
are you out there on the rooftops? And
I have him on a very strict diet, so you know people
doesn't seem that way.
No, it doesn't. But that's because of a misconception about gut health. So actually, your gut health is better for the more gut you have. So if you have more gut, that's just more health you can put in there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can squeeze in more health to
it's
a bigger
more
gut.
More space, you know?
Yeah.
So it's
that's
like,
what I say.
So for you, it's like data storage, you know? Yep. You want servers, you want to fill them up. This is good, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want a tiny little server with a little bit of data. It's no good. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, the aim is to make the data smaller, but the servers can exist.
Can fit more. Yeah. So the bigger the gut, you know, you make small health, but you put a lot in there. So, you know, he does not get very sick very often, which is good, but...
well, that's great news for me because my gut has expanded over lockdown.
Mm. Yes, so that is just
so
more
just
space
healthier.
To care for your flora, you know? You can put all the micro and macro and pre-post biotics into there.
Yeah.
I actually had to WD-40 my belt the other day because it was creaking.
You did not.
I did.
Oh, my God.
From expanding.
Was that a fun moment?
Yeah. It was. I downloaded an app, actually.
Yeah. My app called...
0 to 5K or something. Is that one of yours?
Okay. No, I thought you were going to say my app, can you put WD-40 on it?
Is that an app?
Yeah. Which actually, when you pointed at me, I was like, wow, he finally engaged with one of my apps.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, Couch to 5K, I also passed on that. So,
I can tell you that we use Can You Put WD-40 on That in the workshop, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of children toys and other things can be squeaky, creaky, leaky. Yep. So, WD-40 is sort of an elf's best friend
in
many ways.
Wow, that is so good to hear.
Yeah, there have been some problems with the app, but
okay, when it works, it's very good. That's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. I'm not really looking for feedback at the moment, I mean, cool to hear that in public. Feel free to review it on the App Store.
That must be because, you know, sometimes you download an app that you have to download and it's always like a 1.7 star app. You know, there's all these really horrific apps, but everyone has to use them.
Yeah.
COVID Safe app comes to mind, for example. Was that, did you do the COVID Safe?
Yeah, we definitely developed the tech for it. But then again, I was bought out because I did get into a very public argument on Twitter with the people who made it. Because I was also developing, you know, because I'm unbiased, but I was also developing an app for the anti-maskers because I just want to, you know, be involved. And then I got called out and cancelled. So
is it difficult having those reviews so public on the app store? Like everyone just gets to leave whatever they want with a 5-star or a 1-star rating.
Yeah, it hurts, but I am developing an app where it goes and writes new comments. Like it's a comment creating app. So it just solves my problem. Yeah, it just goes on, writes like Rain's the best. I love Rain. Give her more money.
And this app is just specifically for you to use. It's always your name.
Yeah. Okay. So you can download it and you can use it, but it will only be making compliments about
me. You. Okay, good. This is good to know. I would not rate this app.
Okay.
For me personally, but for you, it sounds like a 5-star app
really
for
good
you.
For me. Yeah.
Was it John McCain, you reckon?
I genuinely forgot the question.
Yeah,
who was the Republican candidate Barack Obama defeated in the 2008 United States presidential election?
Oh, yes. This is John McCain.
Time round.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or was he the second time round?
No, the second time I think is Mitt Romney.
Oh, yeah. He was the second.
I think so,
yeah. I think that's correct, too.
Or There was a man,
Chris
a funny
Judd?
Man with a strange name. John McCain, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right too. I think John McCain.
But his chips are beautiful, you know, his whole range. So he has a lot to be proud of.
Yeah, his chips.
He didn't do it again that time, did he?
No.
Apologies. Question 6. Which Australian comedian writes Frankie the Fish series of children's books? Have you ever considered writing a book as a comedian, Jess?
Yeah, big time.
Oh, yeah?
Big time. That's 100% where I'll go post 40.
Yeah.
I think it's just into bookland. Kids, specifically, because they don't know anything about books.
Exactly.
So they're the easiest critics.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's fun. Yeah,
it's
it was.
Because every time you speak to a children's writer, they always say, like, you know, it's harder than you think to write a kid's book.
Disagree.
And I'm always like, is it though?
Yeah. I'm going to throw a few post-it notes at the wall.
That because you've written one and it seems easy. And so you want to say it isn't.
Actually, I don't think I could. My partner he writes novels.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I could step on his toes. If he started doing radio, I would be like, we are done. Okay. Hooroo.
Yeah. Not all of us can play flume,
okay,
mate.
Okay. There's actually multiple buttons you got to press over the course of 3 hours. So,
Sometimes four.
Sometimes four hours. Sometimes four buttons. I get very defensive.
A button an hour.
There's one for my microphone. If somebody else is in there, bloody hell, different button.
It's a nightmare. What about history, though? Because you're on the Do Go On podcast,
yes,
of
that's
course.
True,
your podcast,
yeah.
Which, you know, goes through historical things.
Yeah, I don't retain any of it.
Marvel sitch.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't remember.
Well, it's like you're just putting it down on a record to come back to later if you need.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no need to retain.
We recorded.
It's been recorded.
2 episodes today. Couldn't tell you what they were. One of them was mine, and I have no idea what it was. So, maybe. We'll see how I go in life.
Yeah, you might get around to it. Frankie Fish, is the series. Has anyone requested this for Christmas? Any kids?
To be honest, we did not hear a lot about Australian comedians in Giftland.
Oh, yeah?
Are they on the naughty list?
Some of them sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
I could think of a few, but I will not name them. That would be, I'm a classy lady, you know. I would not do that to anyone of any name. any initials. And anyway,
Can you think of anything at the moment other than comedians' names?
You know, I think what's interesting to me about this is Frankie the Fish is an interesting, you know, a name for a shark jock. If we're thinking about that still, which I know I am. For me, this has been very fruitful just for that idea. So
yeah.
Frank, it feels approachable, but then you turn around, you see the fin, you think, oh no, it's a shark.
Yes. Yeah.
So maybe it's not going to be a good time for you, but it's exciting, the danger. So.
Yeah.
I do not think it is Kel Wilson, but I do not know who else it could be.
Yeah. You know? Writes children's book. Children's apps is a whole world.
Yeah.
You know, I never sort of tap into.
Oh, you must.
Yeah, we've got beautiful like literacy ones. Where
that's how I'm learning geography.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. I saw you started an account on my What Is That Place?
What Is That Place app?
Yeah. You know, it is really just about telling you what is that place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. So, you know, it is really good for that. Not great for comedians' names, especially when they have written children's books. Is it Gretel Colleen?
Or hosted the project.
Oh, no, it says comedian.
Karen, I think you're being a shark jock right now.
Is it Peter Hellier? Could it be Peter? Hellier. It's Peter Hellier. Let's put Peter Hellier. Question number 7. What type of insect is a jack jumper? What type of insect?
A jack jumper.
Is a jack.
Sounds jumper. Like something out of the Hunger Games. They had all sorts of weird little insects in there.
Did they?
Yeah, I read young adult fiction.
That's how you knew about Frankie Fish.
Yeah.
Yep. You're up to date on Frankie Fish?
I'm very up to date. He's had some wild adventures.
Jack jumper. Jack what type of jumper. Insect is a jack jumper?
Well, it's got to be something kind of jumpy, right?
Yeah, for me, I'm thinking grasshopper. You okay, know, yeah. I know hopping is traditionally 1 foot and jumping is 2, sure. But they feel related to me.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there.
Do grasshoppers, do they hop? Are they on 1 foot?
Oh, yeah.
I'd never considered that.
Did you never think about this?
No.
It feels very obvious to me, you know?
Yeah.
Hopscotch, grasshopper.
Yeah. Hop.
Sir Anthony Hopkins, I don't know if you have ever seen him when
he's
out of character.
Yeah, he hopped everywhere. Yeah, yeah. You know. We actually have an app called Do They Hop? And it's just Sir Anthony Hopkins.
I have used Do They Hop and Can You Use WD-40 on that together as companion apps, which is really great to link them.
And most of the time, the crossover of that is the shoes of the person.
That's right.
And the answer is no.
Yeah.
Because you will injure them.
Yeah. Unless they're a tap shoe and then very helpful to get your taps sounding clear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
are there many animals? What's the fauna like in Giftland?
Well, you know, we are able to have basically whatever we want, you know. We are the music makers. We are the dreamers of dreams. So for
you got
us,
reindeer, obviously.
Obviously we have reindeer. Reindeer. It's an affectionate thing I could do.
Please
it's
don't
a
say my full name.
Sorry. Sorry for outing you.
That's okay.
I mean, you have ducks literally millions of people on your apps. Is poetic justice, I suppose.
I got my comeuppance today, didn't I?
But, you know, what we do sometimes is we dress up the reindeer as other animals because it's just cute and so funny to do, you know. So that can be a really good activity for us in the winter when there is no sun. Sometimes, you know, you are sad, but then you put whiskers on a reindeer and you think life is okay.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. And what does Prancer and Dancer think of this? Like, are they happy to go along?
I mean, previously, things had been good, but unfortunately in 2020, the reindeers unionized, and that has made things quite difficult for us now that they are a united front.
To dress
them
up.
Of course, you can always rely on Rudolph to cross the picket line, but everyone else is sort of holding strong, so we have to pay them now, so we don't do it so much anymore.
Yeah. Rudolph's a bit of a brown noser, is he?
Oh, yeah. You think it's a red nose, did you get up close, it's brown.
What type of insect is a jack jumper, do you reckon?
I'd say, some sort of grasshopper. Why not?
Okay, I'll put grasshopper. Question number 8. Actress Amy Adams has been nominated for how many Oscars? Actress Amy Adams has been nominated for how many Oscars? This quiz, of course, from early 2019.
Mm.
So we would have to eliminate...
At least 5.
Amy Adams,
of course.
I'm trying to picture Amy Adams, actually.
Enchanted.
Oh, she has a little face like a Cinderella.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a very princessy face.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's actually played a princess.
Yeah. Yes.
Which I know because I have an app that's called...
Is it a princess? It,
wow. You've
yeah,
used
I've got
it?
The app.
You've,
yeah, I've
oh,
got,
my goodness.
But is it a princess? Yeah.
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 And it's yep. It is the is the important word in that.
Is it a
and
princess?
And so pointed at a rock... No.
Yeah.
No.
But you pointed at Amy Adams.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's how it works too. It's a camera app.
It is. It's much like, yes. Yeah. It's much like Pokemon Snap. Like you have to, it actually encourages people to go out and walk, find out if something's a princess. Most things aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And from memory, it also, it depends who's using it as well.
Yeah.
So like the queen pointed at Diana and 100%. Like, no.
Yeah. It is, yeah, yeah, yeah. It actually, yeah, it's perspective based. Yeah. Everyone has their own individual algorithms, much like TikTok. Yeah,
it's incredible design.
It's my best work.
Useless, but incredible.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my review anyway.
Okay.
Please, 2.5 stars.
Please stop writing reviews.
Do we know any movies that Amy Adams has been in?
Oh yeah, I think she would probably have been nominated for both, maybe Arrival and also potentially American Hustle, which is where everyone was in the '70s. For me, The Fashion was just the reason to watch that film. You know, just the funny little wigs that people put on to pretend to be other people. I love it.
Yeah. Well, obviously with the reindeers. Yeah.
That's right. You know, for me, if something can be dressed up, I say dress it up. You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is why if you came to Giftland with your princess app, you'd find a lot of things are princesses. You know, trees, fjords. I go out. I put a petticoat on anything, and the app thinks it's a princess. Yeah. You know.
When you put a petticoat on a fjord, do you kind of just chuck it in? What? How do you?
It depends how committed you want to be to the process, but for me, what I like to do is throw it off a waterfall. And, you know, if it is the right time of year, it might freeze in there.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, so the whole thing, the whole
suspended
atmosphere
space
becomes a princess. And that's really exciting for us, you know. Yeah.
You must love tea cozies.
I mean, a tea cozy for me feels common, but if you can get it in a chiffon and make it the bit princess, then I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah. It's nice to know where the line is.
What do you want, 5, you reckon? How many?
I was going to say 5. I reckon 3.
You reckon 3?
Yeah, I'm going to say 3.
Pair it back a bit.
Yeah.
Because you'd think, like, if you've been
nominated.
We're
talking Oscars.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, that's Meryl Streep level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, or she's probably had even more than 5.
Probably.
Well, she actually wins them, so.
That's yeah. Yep. That's a great point.
Take that, Amy Adams.
Who is the shark jock now? It is me.
Yeah.
She's just learnt what it is, and she's nailed the premise.
Absolutely.
Amy Adams and Gretel Colleen both get burns. It's a spicy pod today. Question 9. According to the saying, the what doesn't fall far from the tree. Oh, maybe we have done this quiz before. That's familiar,
okay,
that question.
But none of the
or
others.
Or maybe it's just the... Mm. Yeah, none of
it's
the
just
others,
such a common... phrase.
Pear? Is it?
Banana.
I actually
banana
have a really cute anecdote for this one.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's about an app?
It is. It's about Silicon Valley more generally. Mm-hmm. I was hanging out with a friend of mine. You guys might know him as Steve Jobs. I call him Jobsy. And we were
Why
having
do you call him Jobsy?
Because he created so many jobs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Phew.
Yeah. Why? What were you... Anyway. And we were hanging out and we were like, well, let's shoot the shit and like, come on, blah. just like, you know, that's how we get down in Silicon Valley. We're just like, blah. Yeah. That's one of the noises on my app.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel free to give it to the shark jocks. But yeah, we were hanging out and we were eating fruit salad.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, I really like orange. I'm thinking about calling my app. My whole business, Orange, and Wozniak was like, well, apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Mm.
And then...
Apple, because it's like, it's an app.
Yeah.
Apple.
And that's how he got the name Apple.
Yeah, right.
So it was actually just from Wozniak, like, correcting... I don't know what I'm saying.
Wasn't really listening to the conversation that was occurring.
At all. Yeah, he was talking about an apple that had fallen off a tree in the distance and it didn't fall very far. Yeah. So it's Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that clears up any doubt we had about that one, doesn't it?
I think it was a good anecdote, and I'll tell you why. Because I like the middle. And that
the
is,
middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The middle, you know, that was just all sludge and possibly a little bit.
Apple?
Apple, yes.
I'll put apple.
Thank you.
Because of the Steve Jobs anecdote.
I thought that was clear.
Question 10. In the Chinese zodiac, what follows the year of the pig? Chinese zodiac, what follows the year of the pig? Do you know what year you were born in?
I did. I think I think horse.
Oh yeah.
Year of the horse. I know there's monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Rat. Mm-hmm. Is rat one?
Yes, I think rat is one.
There is rabbit. There rabbit? Is also dragon.
Snake is snake one.
Ox. There is ox.
Oh god, there's so many.
Snake.
Yeah. I've actually got a snake on my lower back.
All right.
Tattoo, yeah. It's
pretty oh, cool. I did not think you meant a tattoo. I thought you meant like a pet that lives there because it would be so warm for the snake.
That's in development. Yeah. It's called pet snake on back.
Wow.
We're still trying to revolutionize a way to keep the snakes alive.
It's such a curious approach to branding for me. It's just you see something and you say what it is.
Yeah, it's very literal. I mean,
it's very clear.
Says the woman from Giftland.
You're pronouncing it wrong.
Oh, sorry. So we've sort of created our own multiple choice here. Mm. Snake, ox, dragon, rat, horse. I mean, it's obviously not pig.
You know, yeah. I don't mean to be sharky, but some people would say 2020 was the year of the pangolin. So,
yeah.
Just saying.
It's very sharky. This is becoming the year of the shark.
I mean, I would advocate for that, you know. I think that would be a good move.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that the year of the pig is it this year or was it last year? It's been quite recently year of the pig.
Well, yes.
I think it's...
Well, I actually know that 2020 is the year of the rat.
Okay.
Oh.
Because for some reason that's linked to my mind, COVID rat.
Yeah.
It's diseased. Yep. It's a diseased animal.
Yeah.
And and I don't know if you know, but 2020 was a real promising year for diseases.
Mm.
Why?
Yeah.
Diseases had a good year.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
Should get that COVID safe app.
Yeah, I should.
But I'm using some logic here.
Yeah.
And thinking that this quiz is from 2019.
Yeah.
So what follows the year of the pig? Perhaps the year of the pig was 2019.
Yep.
And therefore
what's next year?
Maybe they're asking what's happening in 2020.
Yeah.
I think was rat.
That's it's like you've used a time machine with your mind. It's impressive.
It's like I've done a lot of Cindy McDonald's quizzes.
Possibly even this
one.
This one,
yeah. Possibly even this one.
I'll make an app for you to be able to keep track if you want.
Thanks.
We could talk about it.
Like a calendar.
The current app I use, I can't keep track.
Yeah, yeah.
Once I close it, it's just, it's there ready to use again.
This one will just be open on your phone all the time.
Great.
Yeah.
You will not be able to make
calls. Yes, you will need a second phone, yeah.
So you're sort of selling me a phone.
I am, yeah.
Do you want to put year of the rat?
Yeah, rat. I trust your logic
just
there.
Just based on that logic?
Good thinking.
That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
Surprisingly, I'm pretty confident, actually.
Yeah, I think
there's
you
some
could top
strong
six
ones
here.
Yeah. Don't even.
Yep. Question number one was, which chemical element is represented by the symbol AR? You said argon, and it's argon.
Yes.
Oh, good. Very good.
Thank you for that.
See, mining is not all bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Educational. Yeah.
That's if you take anything from today's quiz. Very pro mining. Question number two was, who won Album of the Year at the 2019 Grammys? You said Taylor Swift, but it's Kacey Musgroves.
Oh,
play
yeah.
a lot of Kacey Musgroves?
No.
No, I don't know who that is. Question three was, which city is home to the Australian Embassy in Israel? You said Tel Aviv, and it's Tel Aviv.
Thank you, Christmas.
You're very welcome. First is for everything.
You said in Norse mythology, Valkyries is a woman, and you were right. Question five asked, who was the Republican candidate Barack Obama defeated in the 2008 United States presidential election? You said John McCain, and it's John McCain.
Yes.
Question six, which Australian comedian writes Frankie Fish series of children's books? You said Pete Hellier, and it's Pete Hellier. You're already on five.
Crushing
three
it.
Questions to go. What type of insect is a jack jumper? You said grasshopper, but it's ant.
Ant.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think maybe your app has mixed this up because an ant cannot hop. This would be stupid.
Yeah. Well, where would they jump to?
You know?
Actress Amy Adams, you said, has been nominated for three Oscars, but it's six.
Six?
Oh, my word.
That's a lot of losses.
That is a lot.
That's a very interesting take.
Yeah.
I'm a natural pessimist.
Question nine, according to the saying, the what doesn't fall far from the tree, you think it's an apple, and it is. You're already on six. If you get this last question right, you will beat it. And question 10, is in the Chinese zodiac, what follows the year of the pig? It's the year of the Rat, yay! 7 out of 10.
Wow. Wish you a Merry Christmas.
Girl boss.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Everybody lost enthusiasm as that went on.
But you cannot stop, you know. You just sadly end, like all of us in life.
Yeah.
Don't stop, just sadly end.
Thank you for taking time out of Christmas in July.
That's okay.
For coming
onto
the quiz today.
It was
coming
difficult.
So far from Giftland.
Yes, correct. Well done. at long last.
Yeah. I looked it up on the app in the meantime. Who are you excited about delivering presents to this year? Who's been naughty? Who's been nice?
I'm really excited to give a present to all of the children who have bought cryptocurrencies.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Just really impressive children diversifying in portfolios. So those children and
because previously it's mostly been Tarzos and and
that's right. You
marbles.
Know. And the POG has really had a downturn in the last year. So I'm really proud of those children.
Mm. Yeah.
And maybe they'll use those monies to attend, I don't know, a theater show or some art or something like that. So
Especially now that theater is back. Harry Potter is back.
Yes, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child would be a great investment for your cryptocurrency gains. You know?
Does Harry Potter take crypto for ticket sales?
I mean, if they don't, they're behind.
Does Harry Potter take crypto?
Yeah, they're owned by the same man. So it's all the same company. It's just one.
Surely.
So I'm sure they will. If not, you know, I think Ren would make an app to help those children. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Has Ren come up on your lists? Of who's naughty and who's not?
Reindeer. Oh, yeah, you're all on my list. Yeah, of course. I know everything about all of you, you know. I'll bring you the presents you deserve.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
What about a friend of mine, a comedian in Melbourne, Gillian Cosgrove? Is she on the list?
Yeah, of course she is on A-list, you know. It's hard to say at Christmas in July how things will go. Like, for instance, I know she's probably about to spend the next year not doing her taxes, so... There's always a basket of clean washing never put away. So, you know, we just keep mining that coal and see what happens.
Okay, well, thank you for being here, Jessica Claus. And Rain, thanks for coming back.
Thanks so much for having me back,
taking the time out. I'm so sorry about all those missed opportunities.
That's okay. If you could just go back and delete all your reviews off my app, so that would be so great.
I saw one when I was reviewing. I saw Lena Moon had left some reviews.
Yeah, she's great. We love her.
She's all 5 stars all the time.
Yeah, she's...
Does she work for you or something?
She's too easy to please.
Yeah.
a wide-eyed optimist. Mm-hmm. She's around. She's been out there reviewing my apps, letting everyone know she's going to the Sydney Fringe Festival as well.
Oh, yeah.
So
is that what she leaves in her reviews?
Yes.
5 stars for her show at the Sydney Fringe.
Yes, 100%.
This is a good tactic.
Yeah. She's been reviewing apps.
It's for the app, should I go to Lena Moon's show at the Sydney Fringe?
Oh, yes. You cannot put WD-40 on that, by the way.
You've tested that.
Please don't.
Mm. Well, anyway, Rain, thank you for being
here. Thanks so much.
Jess Perkins, congratulations. 7 out of 10.
Thank you.
Might get 8 next time.
Stop it. It's not possible.
Do Go On is a podcast in the app that you're in right now.
Mm-hmm. It is. You can go check it out.
And also, if you'd like to listen to some of the things that Jess has forgotten, that's the place to go.
Go check it out. There's a new podcast as well called Simply the Jest.
Simply the Jest.
It is a segment we do on Triple J that is so dumb and so much fun. And it's been turned into a podcast. And it's great.
One of the all-time Triple J segments, I reckon.
Yeah, it's doing really, really well, which is so fun.
What do you do on it?
Essentially, I turn up on a Wednesday afternoon because it's named after me. So they contractually, I have to be there.
Yeah,
the boys are like, we can do it without you. And I'm like, nice try, Hobber and Hing. I'm the Jest. And we give the Australian people a topic, a very loose topic, and they just tell us their stories on that topic. The stories are cooked and wild and so funny, and it's really, really fun. So it's been turned into a podcast, so you can go check that out as well. It's really great.
Simply the Jest. That's Wax Quizzical for this week. If you would like to come and see this show live in person, then it is a part of Replay Festival. How many W's is it? Is it 3? I forget.
We do 9.
It's 3.
Yeah.
We do 9.
Our internet is not good up in the north.
So go to www.comedyrepublic.com.au and you'll be able to get a ticket to the 50th birthday episode, which means 50th birthday implies that every ep is its own birthday.
Every ep is a gift.
Yes. Happy birthday.
It's a weekly birthday that we celebrate here at the pod.
Beautiful.
But do come along. We are organising the guests and contestants now. It's going to be a huge show live at Comedy Republic if you're in Melbourne or if you're willing to cross a border. that is available to you. We'll see you next week. For now, goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.